When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in Three Body Problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver 5 times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the seven-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues, and we got a big one for you. This is our first official episode back in the new year, other than, of course, Caitlin Bristow's insane interview that we did last week.
Yes.
Welcome to the pit.
Technically, was recorded in 2023.
That is true. This one is the first one we're recording in 2020, Gore. We welcome you to this new year. We have a lot in store, and we're kicking this off with a big one. We're going to give a few thoughts on the Golden Wedding, and then we're getting into our first 16 players of Mr. Joey Graziadei's upcoming Bachelor Season 28, which premieres January 22nd. We will, of course, be covering that entire season. So are you ready to jump into this, Pace Case?
I'm so ready. I honestly was... not prepared for the Golden Wedding.
Same. Well, I was prepared. I was anticipatory. What I saw happen in the Golden Wedding, however, beyond my wildest fantasies.
It was so good. I couldn't believe it. I cried multiple times. I should have assumed I would have cried, but I had no idea they were going to do the whole red carpet thing, the attention to legacy.
Yes.
It was extraordinary.
I agree. These were my favorite things. This, I took no notes, by the way, when I was watching this. It was a pure pleasure watch for me. So I'm just going to break down.
Oh my God. That makes me feel even worse about myself.
Why is that?
Because I couldn't stop taking notes.
You took 100 pages of notes.
I was like, we're not doing a podcast about this, but I couldn't stop taking notes.
It's for the record, for the history. What I liked about it very much was the production of this. It was very well done. I thought it was a good mix, equal of live interactions with DLP, with Charity, with Kathy. It was hilarious.
I mean, Charity, I'm having trouble with my MVP of it, but Charity is one of my contenders. She is such a good host.
Yeah, she basically was auditioning here to move into a role like you saw Rachel Lindsay do, to be on camera talent for an extra or something, or to be hosting some other reality show. I thought she knocked it out of the park. She is, I think, destined to become some kind of a host or interviewer type figure in television. If she wants that. I don't know if she does.
And a big player in coming back into Bachelor Nation. Like, they cannot piss her off. They depend on her so much. So I feel like there's just such a good opportunity for her.
I agree. I thought everybody who they put on a mic did a pretty good job. Kathy was, to me, kind of the...
Kathy was entertaining.
She was the wild card. Like, what the fuck is she going to say? Talking a lot about being drunk all the time.
I don't know.
But yeah, she was good. She was entertaining. I thought of the production, kind of the worst part of it was the Amazon registry and Amazon branding of everything. But I also understand that. That's how they paid to make this show. That's how they got to do this, is by getting a giant corporate greed machine to sponsor it.
Hmm. And are we going to get them something? We've only so far gotten a wedding gift.
I'm tapped out. That's the rubber toilet brush for the billionaires was it.
No more toilet brushes. Yeah. Sorry. We had the budget for one.
That's exactly correct. But beyond the production, I also thought that it was a good balance of these live moments and these pre-made B-roll packages, like the boudoir photo shoot that Teresa did with all the other kind of main players, her best friends from the golden season. I thought the integration of all of the huge players from that season in all of these things was fantastic. They really did a good job of kind of like bringing back our favorites and letting us see them all. Except for FEMA.
Yes.
Didn't get to see too much of FEMA. Just a little bit. Just an interview here. Just a golden shirt she was wearing. Just a little. Just enough. You know.
I don't know if this is conspiracy town, but she's the only one they interviewed solo.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they were like, oh, back to you, Joan, Sandra, Susan.
It's not conspiracy town. I'm going to go ahead and do something right now.
Thank you.
I'm going to break the news. Leslie Fima is the Golden Bachelorette.
Are you deciding?
I have no evidence of this. Mm-hmm. I have no evidence of it. It's just something that all of the data I am receiving from the things they're putting in the document are telling me they're revealing this to us now. She's the Golden Bachelorette, period. I don't know when it's going to be officially announced, but
I was surprised they didn't announce.
I was too. But I guess they didn't want to take away from the gravitas of the actual wedding itself. Speaking of which, one thing threatened to kind of do that. I did see some backlash about, like, you're not supposed to make a wedding proposal at a wedding. However, my play of the game, if there was one to be given here, was Christina Mandrell and Braden Bowers, of course, doing their proposal at this wedding. Now, many people who watch...
Of course. This was also my play of the game.
Yeah. Many people who watch Our Beloved Game think that these players did that just of their own volition. That is obviously not true. This had to be arranged with producers. Producers had to okay it. They had to set it up. They had to make sure the cameras are there, and they had to give them the time to do it. That said, I don't know who's...
Neilane Sparkler.
The Neilane Sparkler, all of it. It's fully integrated into the Bachelor mythology. I don't know whose idea it was. Was this Mandrell? Was this Braden Bowers? Was this the producers? I don't know.
Was it Bachelor Clues?
I cannot comment.
I loved it. I can't. I get that there's backlash because people might have the thought process this is a real wedding.
Yeah.
It's not. They had a family and friends like separate reception. These people were nowhere near the actual wedding celebration.
Exactly. This was the televised event.
I needed this. I needed this to jumpstart my 2020 Gore in the best way possible.
Mm-hmm.
I am shipping this couple so hard.
You have no idea.
I will be devastated if they break up.
I've been shipping this couple for a long time, and I'm very glad to see this happening. I don't think they're going to break up. I got to say, for what it's worth, and I'm not usually one to say this, I think this one's going the distance. And couldn't be happier for both of these players.
Go. I mean, they seem, I don't know either of them, but they seem very similar.
Yes, I agree. There's a whole, do you know who Hardy is?
Like Ed Hardy?
No, there's a country music singer called Hardy who is very like, he basically has the same kind of style as a Braden Bowers. It's like, yeah, it's a little country, but it's also like super progressive and a little hipstery and all of that. It's kind of merged into one. And he's kind of like right now dominating country music, this guy Hardy. I think them as a couple, they are that. They kind of represent that.
I'm flashing back to clues right before this. Let's do a tight 10 on Golden Bachelor.
We are. We still have about 2 minutes left here. Okay, so the wedding proposal was gigantic. Obviously, it was the play of the game. They cemented themselves, in my opinion, as the most important people at this wedding, other than Gary and Teresa. But I thought everyone did a good job. And I, like you were saying earlier, I loved how the producers treated the legacy players. They were all there, but very rarely referenced. Their inclusion was only in the background, really. And it's like, if you know, you know. This is for people like us who are deep in the fucking pit, and we know all of them. I'm getting like two frames of somebody in the corner, you know.
Oh my God, I'm watching Caitlin Bristow eating those apps.
God damn.
I'm watching everything.
She got her money's worth in those apps, for sure. Some more sliders over here, please.
My first tiers, for those who, you know, really want this data, were when Gary and Teresa asked Susan to be the officiant. And Susan cried. That was such a good scene. I also cried at Teresa's daughter's speech about their dad. And I thought it was really nice how they integrated that. It did bump me a little bit, the DLP interrupting the wedding to like cut to commercial, but whatever.
Twice? They did it twice. There's a part where that whole wedding sequence was...
It wasn't his idea.
Of course, nor his fault or whatever. It's corporate sponsorship. This is the greed machine. I get it. However, they cut that fucking wedding into three pieces to honor these fucking commercials, which I thought was a bad move. They could have had front-loaded the beginning with way more commercials and then, you know, let the wedding play out as it did. Nonetheless, they had to do it. They included, after the wedding at the reception, Dan Finnerty's band, the Dan Band, who has risen to some prominence within movies and stuff. They were in the movie The Wedding Singer. They, I believe, were in Step Brothers. He's married to Kathy and Jimmy. They're kind of like a go-to celebrity wedding band. They had them there. That lent some kind of fun to it, I suppose. The one thing that I will say that I thought was a bad decision was to end it with "Don't Stop Believing" and to make Gary say that as the final thing that he utters after they're married. He's like, "I just have one more thing to say. Don't stop believing." And then the Journey song kicks in. That felt very hack.
They did hit some of the hashtags a little too hard.
Yeah.
I agree. Did anyone's outfit stand out to you?
The bridesmaids, the daughters. Negative. I don't know anything about fashion. You know this about me. Very rarely do I dip into this field, but those struck me, those dresses, as like, what the fuck is that? That looks real bad. That was just my take. Everyone's free to feel how they feel.
I didn't have any worst dressed. I would say best dressed. I'm talking about Natasha in her purple velvet gown and chair earrings. And then she did this little like life inspiration speech when they interviewed her on the golden carpet. I loved that.
Yeah. She made the most of her camera time.
I saw Michelle Young in the background in like a fur jacket outfit. Loved that. Loved Caitlin Bristow in the shiny green. I loved Katie Bigger with the black tube top dress. And I loved what Tayshia was wearing.
What about, I forget what the guy's name was, like Raylon or something, the male stripper who was
Shylon.
In it. Shylon, sorry.
Shylon was my Jorge Moreno bystander of the week.
Yeah, no shit.
This man, you know, he was part of the bachelor party and then he came as Sandra's date. I thought that was hilarious. And I love that they let them like just touch all these abs. It was just like sexy and happy for them. I mean, it was like, there was legacy and there's like new legacy of like uplifting all the players from this season and acknowledging the historical importance. I couldn't get enough.
I agree. It was a fantastic way, I thought, to kick off 2020 Gore with an uplifting, exciting kind of moment in the nation to get us all excited for what is next, January 22nd, Joey Grazia-Day's Bachelor Season 28. Now, let's jump in to the first 16 rookies. We're going to break down their Instagrams right now for you. These are our crop of rookies. All hail Congratulations on your entry into our beloved game. We can't wait to begin the watch back with you. We start with Allison Hollinger from Philadelphia, PA, 26 years old. Allison is a realtor slash Lauren's sister. From this season? Yes, there's also Lauren Hollinger down on the list. So these are two sisters coming in to fight against one another.
Oh, not twins.
Not twins.
2 years apart. Interesting.
Okay. Allison Hollinger.
Have we ever seen this before? Women of sisters of different ages.
Oh, I don't think so. No, I think this is a first. Groundbreaking. We have 2,915 followers.
By the way, we are going to be doing the video of this, and Darkseeker is going to be putting some of the images that we're looking at on the Patreon, patreon.com/Game of Roses, if you want to watch the video version.
Highly recommend. Allison Hollinger has 2,915 followers on Instagram with 15 posts. That's a hardcore scrub. Let's go back and see her very first post.
Young style.
I don't think she even had an Instagram. Her very first post is from February 13th, 2022. It's a picture of her. It's a two-slide post. It's a picture of her in front of a luggage store in a kind of metallic-looking dress. I think it's pink. Carrying a purse, and it's the same picture again in the two-slide main grid posts. We've got a bunch of modeling. There's a bikini. Is this her with her sister? Same, but different. And if we look at the tag, yes, that is her sister, Lauren. They look very similar.
Wow, interesting. She's kind of got a Megan Foxy vibe. Yes. The sister kind of looks a little like Raven.
Yeah. I think she's going to do well. She has a bunch of stories, Dubai, England, Barcelona. I mean, it's a deeply scrubbed Instagram. What can you say? It's 15 posts and they're all...
But they're all professional shots.
Yeah. They're all very modely.
Travel influencer.
I mean, this is a good way to kick it off. This is what we're looking at in the professional era. It's like you got 15 posts. They're all professional model shots. All right. I think she's going to do well. Shall we move on?
Yeah.
Or do you want to hit her TikTok?
Very curious how they're going to.
Let's see what she's got on TikTok. Let's see what her numbers are at least.
So she has 2.9K on Instagram.
125 on TikTok. Not that good.
No videos, no bio. Not good.
No, this looks like an afterthought. All right, let's move on. Our next player.
All right, next up we got Autumn Wagoner. This is a 26-year-old account executive from St. Louis, Missouri. The Instagram handle is at @AUTTIEWAGS. Autumn Wagoner, St. Louis. His love is relentless. I'm guessing that's Jesus or God or something.
That's Jesus H. Christ. For sure.
That's Jesus. Okay. Jesus is the relentless one?
Jesus's love is relentless.
Boomer Sooner. Don't know what that means.
That's an Oklahoma University, OU Sooners. Football. That's her college. That's like Roll Tide, but for Oklahoma.
Her link is a football man, Malcolm Kelly. Oh, wow. I mean, we're in the professional era, aren't we?
Look at this picture of her eating pizza. This is incredible. Her, she has 105 posts. We're looking at 1, 2, 3, 9, 12. The 15th post down from the most recent post is her eating a piece of pizza that is 100% staged. I in no way believe she ever ate this pizza. She's not biting into it. It's just being placed in her mouth. This is 100% staged. Luigi City Pizza. And it is a pizza emoji, heart emoji, fireman emoji.
I think that pizza CGI did.
It is unreal, this thing.
I don't even think she was in a PG pizza parlor.
I think Luigi's Nashville Pizza, I think, paid her money to do this. Her Instagram is great. She has an incredible parasocial gaze.
The saturation is very, very colorful on her photos.
She's doing her eyelashes very similar to a Maddie Pruitt. She's like a blonde Maddie Pruitt, in my opinion. There's a lot of like big smiles. I wouldn't be surprised if she's done some pageantry at some point in her life. There's a lot of, it's very like
football, partying.
This is very professional, very influencer-y. Nothing here is left to chance. Every pose that she is doing is completely manicured, and it works. This is a great Instagram. Very few pictures of other people.
I would say there's too many other people on this Instagram.
Very few pictures of that, though.
For the most part. She's starting to go to solo shots at the top. But...
And who are these, brothers? Yeah, are these my brothers or bodyguards? The boys at the bars may never know. It's a picture of her and her two brothers in one of these. I like her Instagram very much. There she is with a heavy bag. She does a little kickboxing.
There's something like Hannah Brown-esque to me.
Well, we do have her Grand Lake, Oklahoma. Here she is with a friend, Chex_mix, and she's wearing an American flag bikini. Is she following in the footsteps of the American flag guy from the last season of Love is Blind? I don't know. There are pictures of her in clothing that is not American flag print, so... Not quite.
What is her story? They were all this. Okay, she's talking directly to camera in her story. She's already. Ooh, Carol Dweck's book, Mindset.
I don't know.
I read that book.
Okay. Well, what do we think of her here? Let's look at her TikTok real quick, see how many followers she's got.
I think
111 followers.
Oh my. I think I'm not ready for this season just based on the two we just saw.
TikTok is meaningless.
Both contenders.
I agree. Let's move on. These first two, professional through and through, great parasocial gazes, everything manicured.
5.7K followers. She has a TikTok. Let's see. At Audie Wags. Again, no. Am I doing this wrong or none of them have any videos?
No, it's not worth mentioning. She has 111 followers. Let's move on. Our next player is Chandler Dugard. Chandler is 24, from New York, New York, a graphic designer who comes into our beloved game as a rookie with 1,910 followers, 55 posts. Is this a deep scrub? Let's see. What was her first post? Her first post is a picture from Plaza de España in Seville. No comments on it. 96 likes. It's just a picture of the architecture in 2015. So this is possible that this is her real Instagram and it just has very few pictures. This is not quite as professional. There's a lot of like self-taken photos here. There's a picture of her as a baby with her dad. A lot of pictures of her and friends partying. Some pictures of just food. There are some pictures on a beach. They're giving paradise vibes. Who is this? A best friend, perhaps?
I mean, it's giving very 4TRR to me. What does she have tagged? At by Chandler Claire. Okay, so she's a graphic designer, creative designer, and illustrator. Okay, she's got some interesting little pictures on this. Chandler.
She has been to many tropical locations.
Dugard.com. Oh, website expired.
Has a bunch of like flower and hair pictures. I believe she'll be ready to live in Hawaii. Will that influence Grazia Day?
I mean, right? She's got the Hawaiian.
She has a good parasocial gaze. This Instagram so far, of the three we've looked at, the least professional. That being said, still, if you compare this to like Instagrams of even 3 or 4 years ago,
stunning.
Blows all of them out of the water.
I mean, this one October getaway, 62 weeks ago, she's coming out of a pool. I mean, that's Bachelorette.
Yeah. I don't know, though. I got to say, there's something in her parasocial gaze that tells me not ready for this game. I have to say. But I don't know. That could work in her favor. But I think early season elimination, maybe night one.
Dang.
130 followers on TikTok.
I think she'll go farther.
Not even worth mentioning. All right. Shall we move on? Our fourth player is...
Next up, we got... Chrissa Perez. This is at CHRISSAPEREZ. She is a 26-year-old marketing director from Abbotsford, British Columbia.
From the north.
Got a player from the north. She has 1.3K followers. Thing just says CP besties and work are her three highlights.
She's got a lot of helicopter photos. Does she work for this helicopter company?
Ooh, her work says helicopter. something.
She's a helicopter pilot?
Okay, she definitely must work in a helicopter.
But didn't it say graphic design or something? What did her little thing say? Marketing director. I bet she does marketing for this helicopter tours company up in BC. They're flying around all the beautiful Canadian landscape. Her Instagram's okay. There are 21 posts here. It's a deep scrub. Her most recent post is from May 30th, 2019. It's a picture of her in a bikini on a boat in Osoyoos, British Columbia. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. This is not a professional Instagram. A lot of this is just kind of like friends hanging out type stuff. She has a decent parasocial gaze, though. I do like it very much.
I feel like this helicopter thing has got to be a twist.
I don't know. I don't know exactly. I mean, look, we're getting to this era where it's like, we're literally now only seeing exactly what these players want us to see, which is good, I think. Like, they're learning the rules of the game here a little bit. But it also gives us very little idea about who she is as a person, other than the helicopters. I think those are going to be mentioned.
Mike Hanna in the comments on her announcement photo.
That means she was probably coached a little bit by Miss Dorn. Mm-hmm. Will we see similar face play? Probably never again. Even if McKenna Dorn coaches you,
I don't know.
That doesn't mean you're going to be able to replicate.
Only 50 followers on TikTok.
All right. Interesting.
Let's move on.
Let's move on to Daisy Kent, 25, Becker, Minnesota, an account executive. Mm. We don't know exactly what that means.
From the north, almost.
Now, we're getting into something here. Miss Daisy Kent has 16.9 thousand Instagram followers.
Let's go.
Daisy Catherine Ray Kent, 365 posts. Her TikTok is also Daisy Kent. Let's see what she's doing over there. Her TikTok has 40.8K followers. So we've got a little bit of an influencer on our hands, ladies and gentlemen.
Dang.
Does she have a cochlear implant? Yes.
Yes, she does.
Profound hearing loss with cochlear implant. This is our second cochlear player after, of course, Abigail Herringer made history in Bachelor Season 25 by winning that Fimp Rose from Matt James, our first Black Bachelor, and then was forced to pretend to break up with young Noah Erb in Bachelor in Paradise Season 8? Was that, or Season 7? One of those two. And they're still happy together.
God knows. She looks like an influencer. I think she's got a...
Looks can be deceiving.
Rich, we've got a...
But not in this case.
But not in this case. It looks like she's written a child's book. This is cute. All the sounds she knew.
Wow.
She posted about it. Daisy do all the sounds she knew. A lot of emotions behind this story, as I know it's like to have something that makes you feel different. Wanted to create something to help kids, parents, doctors going through any medical process and show them the beauty and embracing what makes you unique.
Guaranteed Abigail Herringer has coached her.
Is this Popeye 2.0?
Let's see. Jessica Garrod has commented on her Bachelor coming out picture. Maddie Johnson, I don't know who that is. Kat Izzo complimented it.
Followed by Katie Thurston.
Ariel Frankel commented on it.
She's got a... great auspices.
Yeah.
LaCosta?
What? LaCosta?
Oh.
What? You invoked LaCosta?
I thought you said Franco commented on it.
Ariel Frankel.
Oh.
Ariel Frankel LaCosta commented on it.
Oops.
All right. Very interesting here. I think she's going to do very well.
I mean, yes.
I think she's guaranteed at least mid-season. I don't see any way around that. She's definitely going to survive night one. We may see a hometown here.
I think, final six.
I like this Instagram very much. It's equal measure professional and kind of candid. Just like, this is just me out at a Vikings game. Cheers. Minnesota Vikings, of course. This is where the ultimate Viking was crowned.
Bikinis in the snow. Wow. Minnesotan.
What is this one? They took a bandage.
Oh, a lot of bikinis.
A pulled down my breast with tape and draped a paper-like towel going across my body. What is this? She underwent some kind of major medical procedure here, it seems. I don't know what this is. Lyme disease.
Oh, she has a really long thing about God here.
Perfect. So she's a Christian player. She has a cochlear implant and is in some way fighting Lyme disease. I think she's going to have some massive PTCs. There's a lot of hospital shots of her. Is this a sister that she has?
The PTCs, but she's also a professional influencer. I mean...
Her best friend looks identical to her. Jacqueline_Green. Mm. Check that out. She's got 2,100 followers. I don't know if it's luck or if they did it on purpose. Nonetheless, I think she's going far. Let's move on.
I mean, two of her pinned TikToks have 12.1 million and 12.2 million views.
That's big. Those are big numbers.
This may be a superstar.
She's getting more views than the show itself in at least the last 4 or 5 seasons.
Yeah, Daisy, why are you going on Bachelor?
Yeah. Did you see, by the way, there's a 6 or 9 month cruise or something that has started to become a reality show within TikTok. All these people that are on this cruise are just making TikToks about it and they're exploding. And it's basically like a reality show about the people on this cruise, but it's all through TikToks. It's fascinating.
How do we get on this cruise? I've never been on a cruise.
Well, I don't think you can get on it now. I think it's already at sea.
Mm, come back.
Yeah, let us on. We are moving on now to Edwina Dorber.
Wow.
25 years old.
I'm just very impressed with these Instagrams so far.
I agree. Atlanta, Georgia. Entrepreneur. Not a pantsapreneur. An entrepreneur. Not a pizzapreneur.
EDWINA.DORBOR for those following at home.
11.2K followers, 66 posts. Video creator, Atlanta, Minnesota, CEO of eDrip Crochet and shop_between the sheets. Let's look at eDrip Crochet. eDrip Crochet has 45.9K followers, and it looks like just crocheted outfits, crocheted bikinis, dresses, hats, evening wear, summer wear, et cetera, et cetera. So she's making these crochet.
A CEO.
A CEO entrepreneur.
A girl boss.
Let's look at her other business here. Shop Between the Sheets has only 146, and that's lingerie.
Okay, I'm watching her Instagram stories, and she's already, I mean, she looks like a professional influencer.
Oh, God, 100%.
New Fabletics. She's already doing SponCon.
100%. I think she's not going to mix well with Joey Graziadei's lifestyle. He's more of a, he's not a CEO. He's not a world changer. She's looking for a world changer. I don't think Graziadei is that. Graziadei is a, look, I just want to do my tennis in Hawaii and like have a chill time. She's not looking to be chill. She wants to dominate things.
I mean, I think she's going to do very well on Bachelor in Paradise. She's already got some Bachelor in Paradise photos here.
Unfortunately, I don't think Bachelor in Paradise is in existence anymore.
Don't say that.
I'm just, look, I'm not willing it. I hope that it is, but.
Oh, she's a cheerleader?
I'm simply saying.
What is this? A dancer? TB Tuca. What does that mean?
Yeah, she does have a lot of paradise-y photos. I mean, these Instagrams are all just like, they're too good at this point.
Oh, yeah. She is a cheerleader for the Zips or the something with a Z.
What? The Zips?
Maybe that's high school. Oh, and then she's a flight attendant?
University of Akron. That was college. Yeah, and then flight attendant. She's well-traveled. She's got a great pair of social gaze.
She's got 10 jobs. This is our Tammy Lee.
I don't think Joey Graziadei can handle her. I'm just going to be very real with you. You know what I'm saying? I think she wants more out of life than Joey Graziadei can give.
I don't know. That gaze.
That's all I'm saying.
Let's see.
I think she's going to be a fantastic player. I think you're going to see her take charge in group dates. I think you're going to see her, if they put her in like a tackle football game, she's going to dominate it. And I want to see that. I think they're going to keep her around for some group dates. And I just think she's going to be too much for Graziadei. That's the only way I can put it. He seems too like just kind of chill and laid back for her vibe, in my opinion.
Well, she's got 16.9K followers. Oh, wait. No. God damn it. 62.6K followers on TikTok. That's huge.
Yeah.
As well as 11.2K on Instagram. So we're seeing a lot of people with tens of thousands of followers already. I like that.
Yeah. And some that aren't, though.
Right.
Are we going to see 100K? Are we going to see a Victoria Jameson million TikTok? Which, by the way...
There's going to be 100K. I'm predicting there's at least 100K.
Did you see Victoria Jameson's fucking Instagram reel with Christina Mandro where she fucking hoojoos her? Jesus. And it's like, you had both of these players on a season together, a Bachelor, and you eliminated them both prematurely. How? Why? I don't get it. It's just bad at job.
I don't know.
All right, let's move on.
Next up, we got Erica Cardenas, a 25-year-old leasing agent from North Bergen, New Jersey. She is...
Did you say leasing agent?
I'm sorry?
No, I was just...
Leasing agent.
I'm like, what even is that? I don't know.
Are you looking for one?
She also has in her bio a modeling agency linked that has 155K followers called State. So I guess she's modeling a little bit as well.
7.2K followers.
She's got some modeling pictures.
Okay, she looks like a professional model.
Yeah, she's gonna go far. She's gonna go very far.
Oh, I love this one.
Her Instagram is unfucking real.
There's a very free spirit one, May 4th, 2021. She's got beautiful euphoria type eye makeup on and butterflies.
This is a hometown, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Maybe even a fantasy suite lock. Just from the look of this Instagram, she's going to be very good in our beloved game, I think. Wow, look at this Instagram. This is crazy good.
No, I mean, this is a professional. I mean, this is the best one we've seen so far.
She's a model. She's a professional model. She's got like ads on here. Here's a, she's in an ad for a, some kind of hair care thing, or what is this, lotion? Some kind of coconut hair product.
Look, she's at the ocean a lot.
Jesus Christ.
Maybe she knows how to swim. I feel like that will be good for Joey.
This is tough. Like, if you're a player right now, I mean, whatever, the season's already shot, but if you had the ability to look up these Instagrams before the season and you were a player going in against her, I would be scared shitless.
Yeah. Let's see.
Her parasocial gaze is off the fucking charts. Jesus Christ. This is unbelievable. And it's all like, here she is, what is this, doing like kickboxing or whatever. My favorite way to stay in shape is a little video of her boxing. So she's also got that down. Like, definitely don't get on the boxing group date with her. She's going to also kick your ass physically. She so far is blowing my mind.
Her Instagram highlights, she has one that's work and it's a bunch of modeling things. I mean, she's ready.
Her parasocial gaze, fuck. It's unreal. There's a post from October 2nd, 2018 that's just her parasocial gaze. And it is simultaneously inviting you in and pushing you away and looking through you at the same time. I don't know how to describe it. It's like apathetic about you looking at this picture, but it's also like, don't stop looking at this picture. It's fucking incredible. I think she's going to dominate. I don't know. I'm very excited by this player.
She has a very good parasocial gaze. I'm looking at her travels one now. She's gone everywhere. I can see her in Hawaii, loving life.
Yeah.
Becoming a travel influencer.
I don't think she's going to get surprised by anything in the game. I think she's going to have like a level head about pretty much everything. I only say this because of how much she's traveled and done these modeling things and stuff. I think like her life experience seems, at least from what I'm seeing here, to be of the type that she'll be ready for anything.
Only 126 followers on TikTok. That's Erikam.Cardenas.
I think she's going to do very well. Shall we move on?
Clues, you know, I'm on my year of health, 2024. I'm trying to really focus on that. You know, I've got my career in order. I've got, you know, other aspects of my life, but I eat badly and I take care of myself badly. But that is changing now. I have discovered Lumi. Lumi is a game-changing whole-body deodorant designed by an OBGYN to work not only on pits, but also feet, privates, and everywhere else we get odor. I use their wipes. I use their, they have a traditional deodorant stick too, which I use, a lovely coconut smell about it. And no matter where you use it, Lumi is clinically proven to block odor all day long, all thanks to its one-of-a-kind pH-optimized formula. They have over 275,000 five-star reviews to show for it.
It's baking soda-free. It's paraben-free. It's pH balanced for safe use below the belt. Clinically proven to control odor better than a shower with soap alone. 12 hours after a shower, the average person has an odor level of 6 out of 10. Did you know that?
That's
a
disgusting.
High level. With Lumi, the average odor level is, guess what? 0 out of 10.
Yes.
Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, 2 free products of your choice. You could get mini body wash, you can get deodorant wipes, whatever you want, and free shipping. And as a special offer for everyone listening right now, new customers are going to get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code ROSES at LumiDeodorant.com. That's L-U-M-E deodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off the starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use that code ROSES.
Clues. I quit bras during the pandemic. I said, no more. They're not comfortable. I'm being comfy as a lifestyle. And I couldn't picture a bra that would exist that I would want to wear. But today's sponsor, Honeylove, has revolutionized the bra game. They don't have underwire. They don't have bulky fabrics. And they are so soft. Basically feels like a second skin, which is the only type of bra I will be wearing in the year of our gore, 2024. Mm-hmm. I got the crossover bra, the black runway one. It has this cute like mesh that adds peekaboo mesh that adds this very sexy touch, so it's like doesn't look like it's, you know, a comfortable bra, but it is. And I guess I'm a bra person again, it turns out.
Well, congrats, Pace Case. I know it's a big step for you right now. You can treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/roses. Use that exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/roses. After you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support Game of Roses and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Clues. A Mother's Day is coming up.
That's true.
You know, that's one of the most important holidays. We got to honor our mothers. They all went through a lot to get us here into this planet. And the gifts for Mother's Day, they can be a little predictable and boring. Sweaters, candles, the dreaded bathrobe. You only need one bathrobe, in my opinion. That's why Aura Frames is the perfect gift to mix things up this year. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter, Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
Aura Frames are Wi-Fi connected. They come with unlimited storage. You can share as many photos as you want from your phone to your mom's frame. Not only is she going to be grateful that it's not just another sweater for Mother's Day, she's also going to love that an Aura frame means she gets to see more of you.
Or in my case, she gets to see more of my cat, Skaboolian. My mom loves seeing him rolling around, playing with his toys, doing whatever, and I can upload as many images of him as I want every day, and my mom gets to see them in her Aura frame and then text me about it for all the rest of the day.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Everybody listening to Game of Roses can save on that perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code ROSES at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I agree. Contender. Okay, well, who do we got next, Clues?
Evelyn Clark, 29 years old, San Antonio, Texas, a nanny. Let's take a look here. On her Instagram, we see that Evelyn Clark has 3,355 followers. The bio reads, deep in the heart of Texas, with a little location pin. At the genie, at dating with EV. Let's see what this is. At the genie is 424. Oh, wow. She makes denim jackets, it looks like. This is cool as hell. These are fucking amazing.
Oh, nice.
So she, I guess, makes these kind of denim jackets with, you know, all little patches and images and stuff all over them of whatever. There's some bands. There's anime.
Ooh, Tot? Limo Exit?
Tot Limo Exit could be.
In one of these? Maybe she makes one for Joey. It's just like.
I would love that.
Two big eyes on the back and it just says, Grazie, gays.
Yeah, don't look away.
Don't look away.
And then there's also dating with EV, which is her, I guess, giving dating advice here and little kind of like inspirational quotes and stuff about dating. And that actually has 5,722 followers.
My best dating advice is be a 10 out of 10 and go on The Bachelor.
Yeah, basically. Her Instagram has 58 posts.
But seriously, everyone is so attractive this season. What is going to happen?
Yeah, she's essentially a model as well. Impeccable Instagram here. There's all kinds of shots in different outfits. Parasocial gaze is high.
This is at EVALIN.MARIE, 3.3K on IG. Let's see. Oh my God. Everyone's got a TikTok this season. Let's go. She only has 251 followers on TikTok though.
But at least they have them. I mean, we had half the players last season didn't even have one. I like her Instagram. I don't know. I could see her going pretty far. I think she'll definitely survive night one.
Yes.
She's got a couple of looks that are like, hi, I'm just like friendly and approachable. And then some that are like, you couldn't even fucking be in the same room with me.
Don't talk to me.
She has the ability in her parasocial gaze to like turn on the charm and completely turn it off. I think that'll be a very valuable asset in our beloved game.
I definitely think she has the best bachelor portrait. This December 20th, 2023 one.
Yeah.
They put a lovely little sunset background on these.
Yep.
I mean, this season is going to be so competitive.
Do you notice that gradation from yellow to pink?
The gradient?
Yeah. From yellow to pink. Do you know anybody else who has a gradient like that in their logos or anything?
Like our logo?
I don't know.
Oh, you think this is glorification? The sunset color?
Are you fucking kidding me? What has it been before this? Just plain blue bullshit background.
Or them all taking a random selfie of themselves in front of bushes.
Yeah, exactly. Now it's a fucking pink and yellow gradation background. You tell me.
I like it. It looks modern.
Yeah, it looks like gore.
Okay, she's got some inspirational quotes. It's not as polished as some of the other, it's not as polished as a couple of the other ones, but like Erica and Daisy.
There, it's just like every season the bar gets raised though. There's like none of these Instagrams so far have been like, how did this fucking person get on The Bachelor?
Yeah.
It's like, yep. You look at this. If you're a Bachelor producer and you're like, yes, you could be on our show.
Exactly. Yeah. There's no one that I'm like, oh, night one.
Same.
I don't know.
Fantastic. All right.
I need a jean jacket.
Well, I think if you go to at the dot genie, J-E-N-I-E underscore, if you go to that, I'm sure you can put it in an order.
Grant your custom wishes. Oh, I like those sunglasses that have little lightning bolts.
Oh, no, here it is. There's a website, The Genie's Creations, T-H-E-J-E-A-N-I-E-S creations.com. I think you can here to grant your custom wishes. Yeah, you can have one of these jackets made.
Do you think I am cool enough to wear sunglasses that have little lightning bolts off coming off the bottom?
Who, you?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yes.
Thank you. Oh, that's so nice.
All right, well, let's get back to it here.
All right, who we got next?
Jen Tran, 25, Miami, Florida.
Jen Tran.
Physician assistant student. Let's check out Jen Tran's Instagram. Her Instagram, by the way, is J-E-N-N-T-R-A-N-X. She has 85 posts.
Oh, my God.
3,874 followers.
What the fuck? It's another 10 out of 10. Is this
Miami? She's got a link tree here. Let's see what she got in the link tree.
You know who she reminds me of? Danielle L.
Her link tree has her... Oh, yeah, she does. Her TikTok has 19.3K followers, which you can find in her link tree. She has a link to the Meet All the Women appearing on Grazie Day season, Amazon PA School Essentials, My Amazon Storefront, 12th Tribe, 10% off. I don't know what that is. What's her Amazon Storefront? She earns a commission on, she's got some purses, some...
An Amazon Storefront is when you put a bunch of links and
yeah,
they get a bit of what you buy.
She's got a ring light on her storefront. Some clothes, some home goods. All right. 85 posts.
Look at this prom outfit. It looks like a wedding gown.
She's got her prom on here.
Like, scroll all the way to the bottom. 307 weeks ago.
Yeah, so.
You can keep your prom photos up if you look like you're literally on the front of a magazine in it.
I have to say, I discourage.
That's not what my prom photo looked like.
God, I wish I could find my prom photo. I think we showed it on Game of Roses at some point, didn't we?
Oh, we
Am
did.
Am I crazy?
Yes.
I discourage usually people having anything prior to adulthood on your Instagram.
Hmm.
But that's just me. I would have started her Instagram at 21, her 21st birthday post there.
All right. That's a good tip. I think we're looking at a Final Four person. I'm so impressed with her Instagram.
Oh, whoa, what's this? Found my vacation boo. Don't text. And this is from July 16th, 2021. It's her with a pig. Where was that they had to feed the pigs the hot dogs? Jamaica?
I want to say it was in like the Bahamas, Ben Higgins season.
Bahamas. Is that where she is here? Yes. Rose Island, Bahamas. So she was there. That's her with one of the pigs that I don't know if all those pigs are dead and this is a new generation of pigs, but it at least is from the lineage of the pigs that got fed hot dogs by the players of Bachelor season 20. She's there with one of those creatures with the legacy of the pigs. Pig legacy.
After we heard that Digging Deeper where Lauren Lane was talking about the producer crying to make her cry, it makes me see that season so differently. Every time I think back, I'm like, oh, it's just people weeping behind the scenes. Anyway, 25, I mean.
Create Instagram. I got to say, though, I'm going to tell you this. There's something here. I could be wrong. I could be wrong about this.
Wait. Before you give a fast judgment, let me tell you this fun fact that she posted in her highlights.
Mm-hmm.
Her bachelor bio reads, "Knows that aliens are real."
Okay, she'll win. I changed my mind. Anybody who knows that aliens are real, you got a leg up in life. Fuck the bachelor in any situation.
That's her first fact clue.
All right. I hope she gets to tell that story, how she knows.
Doesn't leave home without chapstick. Shawn Mendes' music regularly makes her cry.
I was going to say she seems a little too innocent to me for this game. Like, I think the producers are going to have a field day with her, which could lead to a deep season run. I don't know. But there's something about her that...
She doesn't seem innocent to me.
See? Okay. Look. You got it all flipped. You think DLP is fucking empathetic and you think she's not innocent. You got it flipped around. I don't know how this happened.
I think she's innocent like Joey is innocent.
Grazie day? He ain't innocent.
Yeah. She has a highlight reel of The Bachelor.
Grazie day understands what's going on though. When they did that live thing at the end where they introduced him.
Look at these photos. She knows why she's...
Wait, do you remember they made him meet a player, didn't they? Do you remember that?
Did they?
Yeah, because she came out and he was like, oh, this is so awkward. You know, he even kind of had an attitude like, I can't believe you did that to this girl. Do you remember this? I only vaguely remember it myself. Let's move on. Good luck to Jen Tran.
Oh, God.
Next up is Jessica Edwards.
I think she's a contender.
I don't know.
And Jessica Edwards, 24-year-old executive assistant from San Diego, part of the crew.
Is that the youngest? No.
Her Instagram handle is at Jessica Edwards, a lot of underscores. Good luck. I would change that. Oh my God, she looks like Hannah Brown also. What the fuck?
There are two 23-year-old players in this season, which we will be covering next week. They're at the bottom half of our chart. Those are the youngest players. So 24 here will be lumped in with the rest of the Cougars. And yeah, this is a Hannah Brown clone.
At 24.
6,095 followers, 204 posts, East Tennessee grown, now lives in San Diego. She made the right move there. She is Hannah Brown reincarnated. This is unbelievable.
I mean, there's sorority, there's...
Her on a farm.
Cheerleading.
I will just go ahead and say they cast her to be the next Bachelorette. She's going to have a deep run. You don't put a person like this in this game without major plans.
Wowee.
She looks exactly like Hannah Brown. I mean, it's chilling.
Yeah. I mean, that's got to be her hero player. Okay, she has 6K followers. Her TikTok.
June 20th.
At Jessica Edwards underscore 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 underscore, 884 followers. Okay, she's already working on TikTok. I mean, she's also got a Susie Evans-esque look.
She's been around the world. She's been to a Cubs game.
Stagecoach, day two, baby.
The amount of similarity between her and Hannah Brown is unfucking believable. She was in a sorority.
Yeah. Okay, she's prolific on TikTok. She does a lot of videos.
AD Pi, she's in back in college. I just feel like they've got big bachelorette hopes for her.
Hmm.
I don't see how it can't be the case.
She's got a lot of highlights. Colorado. Pals, it me, vibes, rose emoji, Cali, Fairchild, Tennessee, home. Okay, so she is Southern.
She's got Southernness going on for her, followed by Christina Mandrell. I don't know if that means anything.
God's creation. She has God there as well.
All right, yeah. Christian, Southern, looks like Hannah Brown. You tell me. Deep run, at the very least.
You tell me. I thought Susie would be the bachelorette.
And?
Is she?
Was it offered?
Yes.
I rest my case, Your Honor. I think if you make it into the tier of like you get a contract to be the bachelorette, mm-hmm. like you beat that game.
You basically are the bachelorette.
Yeah. Once it gets okay. to the final decision of who's going to be a crown, it's kind of like there are so many things that are outside of your control of that.
Okay. I'm the bachelorette too.
You got the contract?
Maybe.
Shit. That's information you should have disclosed to me, I feel like, based on the podcast we do. But
I could, you know, Katie Thurston nominated me to be the bachelorette.
Oh, no shit.
Mm-hmm. It was too late, but.
Well, I've never been nominated to be the bachelor. It's one of the greatest disappointments of my life.
I nominate you.
Oh, thank you. Let's move on. Caitlin DeBacker is 25, Santa Fe, New Mexico, radiochemist.
I bet they'll let you in that toilet if you are the bachelor.
Just for the record, being in a toilet is among my worst nightmares. I would never willingly do it. It would be like a torture scenario for me. And
okay,
just for the record.
What if it was fully clean? Like a brand new, hasn't even touched anything?
No, I don't want to be inside a toilet.
Okay.
Caitlin DeBacker has 860 followers on Instagram with 100 posts. And her bio simply reads Santa Fe sunshine emoji. Her most recent post is her bachelor coming out post. She also has a post, my favorite reading buddy. There's a little dog looking over as she's reading Divine Rivals.
Oh my God, I love this tot. Assassin at Ren Faire.
Wait, what?
We got a free spirit on our hands.
What is this picture? The roommate's awkward holiday card. She's made a hilarious, this is from December 6th, 2023. I guess a roommate picture with her roommates that is, I can't even describe it. There's a roommate in the center standing, and then there are two roommates hugging each one of her knees, and the roommate in the center has her hands on each of the other roommates' heads. Highly recommend looking at this. It's absolutely hilarious. Where's the assassin one? Oh, wow. There's her in Alaska. Oh, I see it. I see the assassin. She was in a hobbit hole, the Shire, Middle Earth. Does she go to New Zealand? This is a real nerd here. I'm loving it.
Oh, yeah. She's such a nerd.
If you're dressing up like an assassin and going to Ren Faire, if you're taking a trip to New Zealand to go in a fucking hobbit hole, that's a nerd. I'm very sorry. This picture with their roommates, the awkward holiday card, is good. It is funny. She also has a high...
I'm very sorry, but if you're a 10 out of 10, you can't be a nerd.
That's not true. Henry Cavill.
Who's that?
What? Do you know this character called Superman?
He's a nerd about what?
He plays Warhammer 40,000, which means he paints little miniatures of spacemen and puts them on a big table and plays with other guys who do this. He also builds his own gaming computers.
Okay, speed agree. You can be a nerd if you're 10 out of 10.
He plays fucking World of Warcraft. All right. I love this Instagram. I gotta say, I don't know if she's gonna be...
I think this is your next bachelorette.
No, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Dressing up for the Ren Faire ain't bachelor.
It's time.
You think it's time for a Ren Faire bachelorette?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Hey, if they're your, casting Leslie as the Golden Bachelorette, I think anything could happen.
I'm seeing colorful narrator here. I'm seeing funniest person on the season here.
I'm seeing Caitlin Bristow. I think she could be the next Bachelorette.
That's interesting. Okay. I'm going with Hannah Brown part two. I think she's cast to literally be the Bachelorette, but I like this Instagram very much. Personally, I like seeing the funny shit. I like seeing the Renfair.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there is so much more personality conveyed in this Instagram than a lot of the ones we've seen so far.
I agree with that completely.
Even though it's similar, you know, it's yeah. college, it's doing whatever, but there's like more there that's not as safe.
No, I agree. This is not like cookie cutter. It doesn't feel super scrubbed. She only has 8 followers with one video.
860 followers.
Say what?
Oh, on Instagram, she has 860.
TikTok, 8 followers. This is basically somebody who has not done much social. I mean, there are a lot of posts, but like, doesn't seem like a lot of intentional effort is put into growing these things. But I don't know. I could also see night one here.
Night one?
Yeah, I think it's either night one or she proves that she's funny in an ITM.
She's the next Bachelorette.
We'll see. How about Kayla Rogers? That's our next player up. Kayla is 27 years old from Hamilton, Ohio. Guidance counselor. All right. So we got a little bit of a teacher vibe here. We go to her Instagram, which is Kayla Rogers. K-A-Y-L-A.
K-A-Y-L-A-R-O-D-G-E-R-S-S. 3.4K followers. Confidence is key to a beautiful life.
Couldn't agree more. So is volume if you make podcasts.
The two tenets of podcastry.
It is volume and confidence.
Confidence and volume.
Her most recent post is with a bunch of friends. She's at a James Beam event. This was a New Year's Eve celebration, it looks like. Pretty good parasocial gaze. This is not a professional Instagram by any means. A lot of friends, a lot of like, wait, where is the person that I'm looking for in this picture type shit? Who, like, which person is?
But there's cheerleading, there's bikinis, you got all the...
But they're not...
You got all the photos.
Professional photos. This is not an influencer.
No. There hasn't been a scrub, a deep scrub.
Hasn't been a deep scrub, and this is like very clearly not an influencer. I don't know what this is. Some sports related stuff. I guess she's into soccer. There's a dog in a bunch of these. So we could see some parasocial creatures coming out of her eventually. Pretty good parasocial gaze. I got to say, there's a picture from March 24th, 2018 that's just her parasocial gaze. It's very strong. Or no, sorry, it's a slide show. One of which has, she goes from the first picture in it is like perfect parasocial gaze to the second one, eyes closed and a blurry photo that's taken from too far away, to the third one, literally wearing sunglasses. Mm-hmm. Cardinal sins in the last two, but the first picture here, fantastic. I would urge you to remove the other two photos from this main grid. Slideshow.
Interesting. Yeah, I would just take out a bunch of these.
Some Halloween photos. Yeah, there's a lot of extraneous stuff here.
Cartoon.
Here's the deal. She looks fun to me. She looks like she's going to also be funny and kind of the life of the party.
She's a guidance counselor, so she's going to have a good second audience game.
Yeah. And we may get to see Child Army in her favor. We may see some Michelle Young. I made a special tape for my guidance counselor type thing. You don't know. Maybe. I really like her parasocial gaze a lot. Unfortunately, it's hard to see through a lot of her...
No TikTok.
Her Instagram. No TikTok. The first player that doesn't have one yet. There's some very old stuff here too. How far back does this go? Jesus. How many posts does she have? 789 posts. Zero scrub. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to say here. I like her parasocial gaze a lot. She looks like she could be fun and funny.
Yeah.
But there's something about it that's a little like, it's not quite polished enough.
The no scrub, no TikTok makes me worried.
Me too. Like, this is a reality show you're getting into. You know that, right? Doesn't look like it from the Instagram. And that could be very detrimental.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move on.
Next up, we got Kelsey Anderson. The Instagram link is not working. She has a TikTok at Kelsey Alex, A-N-D-R-A-A-N.
Did she take down her
1.5k followers? I don't know. Maybe change the handle or take it down.
I'm looking just now for a Kelsey Anderson. Let's see if we can get it. Here we go. Yeah, she changed it.
Yeah.
It's underscore Kelsey underscore Anderson now. She has 4,614. Make that 15 followers. Her bio reads, I hope you're having a wonderful day, Nola. And HansonNewOrleans.org is a link she leaves us, which I guess is a, hands-on. Sorry, not Hanson, New Orleans. Join our movement to engage, empower, and transform our community through volunteer service. So this is going to be part of her identity, is that she volunteers with this organization. What is this second picture? Happy holidays.
I mean, she also looks like Hannah Brown.
Comment your address, social security number, birthday, and mother's maiden name for a holiday card next year. Hilarious. Is this sisters? Who are these people? It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 heads together in this thing. I think these must all be sisters, or mom is maybe in there. Who are these people?
Interesting.
Who are you?
I'm guessing these are roommates. I don't know.
I think it's roommates. I believe it is roommates. So she lives with these four other ladies. I don't see Hannah Brown here.
That's a good bachelor shot too.
This is a Kaylin Miller Keys to me.
Hmm.
Who I guess is arguably also kind of looks like Hannah Brown. It's where do you rate on the likeness to Hannah Brown scale that we're looking at here? How many Hannah Browns would you give her? Great Instagram.
I mean, she didn't do enough of a scrub.
Didn't do enough of a scrub. There's nothing professional. Well, I say that and then I come across a professional modeling photo. Don't look at the caption. Look at us. It says,
sorority, make every day Earth Day. Your shoes with a snake.
She has a modeling photo with Sierra, who did a big scrub on her Instagram.
From our beloved game?
No. I was just looking through a thing and seeing like a lot of this looks selfie done and kind of amateurish, but there are a couple of like pro shots in here as well, which means she has at least modeled.
2016, she posted a photo, Happy Veterans Day. Just have to show off my awesome, good-looking parents and how they both served in the Army. That's how they met. So romantic, right?
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
She was a tri-delt, it looks like, in college. What is this? She's walking on a beach. Thank you for all the birthday wishes yesterday. Your girl is 21. And she's wearing a little sash.
She looks like prom queen or something.
Yeah, I think she's...
NFL game.
Where's she from originally? Do we know this? Her hometown is now New Orleans.
Let's see.
I think she's going to do well. I mean, I would just recommend too, like when I look back through these and there's not a lot of professional photos, what it means to me is this person may not have any experience in front of a camera. And if you're going on a nationally televised reality show, you should get some experience in front of a camera. You should feel what it is like to have a person pointing a camera at you, because that's what's going to happen for the next 2 months. And if you can become comfortable with that before you go on the show, it'll make the transition into that environment much easier. So when I see a person who doesn't have a lot of professional photography, I'm always a little like, they're going to be shocked by this a little bit.
However, I think if you scroll down, there's pageantry.
What? Where?
I think she'll be comfortable.
Where do you see pageantry?
October 4th, 2015.
What's the picture?
It's her walking a like runway thing with another lady.
Oh, yes. Okay, so that was a minute ago.
And someone says, I think you deserve to win.
All right.
And then there's also one... with a sash.
I mean...
Oh, wait. Maybe that's her friend.
That's a while ago, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just think it's good for performance.
Yeah, riding a bike. You never forget, I guess. But I like her Instagram. Despite the amateur nature of it, it is good. It does give me a sense that she gets it. I think she's going to do well in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, she gives me Kaylin Miller Kaylin Miller Keys vibes, and now the fact that you're saying she was in pageants too.
Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in Three Body Problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver 5 times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the 7-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Go far. Let's move on. We got 1, 2, 3 more here. The next player is Kelsey Toussaint, 31. Is that the oldest player in the bunch? There are a couple other 31-year-olds, but that is the age limit for this season. She's from Los Angeles and is an actor. What?
Let's go.
Now, this is rare. Usually they don't cast somebody who's just like a straight actor. Actor realtor at Flower Street Group.
They had a few in the past, but like many years ago.
This is super rare though. 2,420 followers. Okay. The Instagram has a real interesting aesthetic. All the pictures, or almost all of them, except for the first three posted originally, are in these little window cutouts, these circular windows with white borders on it. Very curated, obviously. Some of these pictures are, I mean, some, all of these pictures are incredible.
Yeah. These look like professional.
This is an actor, as she said.
It says the circles, new feature, switch to light mode for full effect. I am in dark mode. Me, realty, acting, .. Toussaint.
Be the main character of your life, she has.
Is this a real? Ajax, everyday hero.
Who is this guy? She's in the Vince Staples Show, season 1. That's a wrap. So she's got a bunch of pictures from the wrap party of the show, the Vince Staples Show. I'm not sure what that is. Let's see if we can find that on Instagram.
Okay, you can watch her act in a soap commercial if you go to her acting highlight reel and as a doctor.
Vince Staples to headline an EP, eponymous scripted comedy series at Netflix. This was from September 6th, 2022. Did that ever come out? I'm not sure what the Vince Staples Show is, but it seems like maybe she's in a Netflix show.
Nice.
Let me Google fucking Vince Staples Show.
Shooting in San Diego today.
TheVinceStaplesShow.com.
Catch me on the new Send Help series on Watch All Black.
There's 2 episodes now. So they made this show. I don't see it on Netflix, though. It looks like it's just on his website.
Got a cameo in the new House Party trailer. Oh, she's making out with someone. That looks like it could be on Netflix.
Netflix is collaborating with Black-ish creator Kenya Barris and rapper Vince Staples in producing a new scripted comedy series based on Staples' life. The new series called The Vince Staples Show will be directed by Colmatic, whose credits include House Party and music videos for Lil Nas X, Pharrell, Jay-Z. The series is written by Ian Edelman and Maurice Williams, who also serve as showrunners. Both worked with Kenya Barris on Kid Cudi's Intergalactic show. Vince Staples is starring. When is this supposed to come out? I mean, this is pretty crazy. Like, she's in a big show that they're going to put out in sometime this year, I guess. According to some production listings, mm-hmm. Netflix's Vince Staples show started production on January 12th this year in California. Or 2023, sorry, not this year. Filming is planned to last until March. And we see her post says it's a wrap. So she's in this kind of big show. It's going to be released by the end of 2023, if not the first half of 2024. So this show is going to be coming out relatively quickly, maybe even as Bachelor is on the air. They could have a person who's in a big Netflix show in The Bachelor while it's airing.
I would love that. She has an amazing parasocial gaze. I feel like she's going to do pretty well.
That could be incredible. Yeah. I don't know what role she played in the show or, you know, how much screen time she's going to be getting, but she's in this show. That's going to be a fucking Netflix show. That's cool as hell. I can't wait.
Let's go. Will she be our first Oscar-winning Bachelor player?
Well, I mean, it's a Netflix TV show, so she'd then have to get in a movie. You're talking about years from now.
I know, but I'm just saying there's promise. Yeah.
Possibly. We'll see. I wish her luck. I would love to see somebody go deep into the game and, like, just as she's going into Fantasy Suites or something, her show premieres on Netflix. That would be fucking nuts.
It will be like when Katie Thurston was on Bachelor in Paradise and F-Boy at the same time.
Very similar. Let's move on. We have two players left.
Next up, Kira Brush, 26-year-old paralegal from Miami, Florida, Cameron Country. Her Instagram handle is at Kira.brush, B-R-U-S-C-H. She has 3.2K followers. Miami. She has country flags here. Her email at Premier Models, NSB.
And she's got a website, Kiki's Closet.
Okay.
KYKYSKLOSET. Trends go personal. Style is forever. Free trial for 30 days. Rent unlimited styles on rotation. So it looks like this is her business where you can rent clothes and send them back and stuff. She's in all the pictures for it. Wow. 217 posts. A lot going on here.
She's got bikini shots, lingerie shots.
I mean, paradise ready. What is this?
I love this Instagram.
It's got some Andy Warhol stuff. I do too.
Strong parasocial gaze. Strong confidence.
Yeah, Jesus. Oh, look at this. There's a video of her from April 27th, 2023 on a tennis court. Like almost a modeling thing, but there's tennis involved. Miami Day with Miami model. What can go wrong? Says In Focus Productions. And she's walking around with her tennis racket.
Definitely needs to be scrubbed more, but very strong.
I mean, this is a professional model through and through. This is a very high level player. There's her Bachelor shot. Coming out as a paralegal, aka cog in the machine, in this post-Matrix Fight Club gig economy, independent contractor world is not easy, but someone has to do it.
Damn. Let's go.
Oh, this is her. This is not even her Bachelor thing. This was from June 16th, 2022, my birthday. But she has inadvertently, the background on these pictures is kind of the pink-yellow background of the Bachelor thing. She almost prophesied it. This is crazy.
Okay, so she can already manifest what she wants.
Yeah, I believe she can manifest literally anything.
Here she's on a big boat. She's posing. She's already at professional, I don't know, part influencer events.
Here she is in a Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders outfit. How'd I do? I think this is October 31st. This was her Halloween costume. I was like, was she a fucking Dallas Cowboys cheerleader? No, just playing one on Halloween night.
Entering my Serena Williams era.
She could benefit from a scrub. There's a lot of like just pictures of food and stuff like this. But there are a lot of professionally taken photos on this that are impeccable. And then there's a bunch of her kind of just like showing what she's looking at, which I highly recommend getting rid of all of those. That said, there's enough in her Instagram, at least for me, to be like, I think she's going to run through the rest of the players. She just looks very focused to me and very much like a person who's like, I take what the fuck I want.
Ugh, this season, I'm not ready.
I know.
Like each one of these Instagrams, I'm like, oh my God. If I got there on night one and I saw the competition, I'd be like, yeah, shit.
I agree. So far, my biggest kind of like complaint is like, some of them just seem too nice to play the game. That's it. In terms of like what their Instagrams look like, they're fucking impeccable. And the ones that are at the top of that list so far are fucking insane.
There's never any like red flags these days when we're going through these.
Yeah, exactly. We have one more player to get to in this list today. Shall we do it?
She does have a TikTok.
Oh.
Kiki That Gal has 118.8K followers.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about. There's a post, not sub, above 100K player.
Yes, she's our first one. All right, let's move on to our final player. Lainey Latsios, 27, Philadelphia, PA, realtor. Her Instagram is Lainey, Lainey.Latsios, Latsios, 5,627 followers, 217 posts. She has a personal blog. It says it's a LinkedIn for her. Let's go to there, see what this says. Rittenhouse Real Estate Services, Temple University, Fox School of Business and Management, Burbank, California. And she has 3,552 followers on LinkedIn.
On LA Icon.
Her Instagram is good. She's actually giving me McKenna Dorn vibes a little bit. Her Instagram's pretty good. Not a lot of professional stuff going on in it. It looks all selfie taken or friend taken. Nonetheless, pretty good. But you know, this is like...
Yeah, maybe she's actually a realtor.
It's like the modeling shots. Like there's a shot from July 10th, 2021, where she's standing in front of a pool at some kind of big pool party. And even just the way she's standing is like she, despite not being a model, has an understanding of how to model for a photograph. And I think we're in that era where like all of these players we're seeing have grown up with Instagram in their lives since they were 10 years old. It's just an inherent understanding of how to look in front of a camera.
When we're seeing like prom photos and pictures of them as kids, it is so strange because I'm like, Instagram wasn't invented when I was a child, you know? And that's how old some of these Instagrams are.
Fucking internet wasn't invented when I was a child.
Oh, don't.
No. That's how old me are.
1900s?
You know what the internet was when I was 10 years old? A dream.
A twinkle in someone's eye?
Exactly. No, I think it actually did exist in some capacity.
She also has a TikTok at LANIELXO, 519 followers. A lot of direct-to-cam.
Yep. I gotta videos. Say, I don't know. This could be a night one.
Really?
Yep. There's nothing jumping out at me like...
I think she could have a good second audience game, but yeah, we'll see. Colorful narrator, maybe.
Maybe. I'm not getting that vibe, though. There's a lot of just like, it's just standard Instagram. There's nothing like jumping out at like, oh, that's interesting about her. Or I don't know, I could be wrong, but that's the vibe I get.
Look at the TikTok.
Okay, hang on. Navigate to TikTok. 519 followers. All right.
Okay. She's doing some voiceover.
I'm looking at some of these TikToks. They're not that good.
Yeah. I thought she was talking directly to the camera in them, but
she's just remouthing some stuff and
mouthing. It's mouthing. Never mind. Sorry. False alarm.
I think she's just, at least she's doing TikTok. I'll give her that. At least she's, you know, making videos. That's good. But, I don't know. I don't think Lainey's gonna be long for our game. I'll just say that. Nonetheless, that is it for this episode. We gave you our golden rundown, albeit truncated, so that we could get to these rookies and pump this out. I'm super excited about this season. We've seen some heavy hitters already, I think, in this. I forget her name, the Hannah Brown clone.
I mean, the competition. Who was that? I mean, there were just so many good ones. I'm going to have to go back through it. Oh, Erica Cardenas, too. I'm like, Jesus. I mean, it's going to be tough competition this season. I'm really excited.
So am I.
Getting pumped.
I'm always excited this time of year. Next Monday, by the way, I'm going to have out my State of Bachelor Nation article. Get ready for that, where I go through.
Clap.
Everything that happened over 2023 and how it has gotten us to where we are now, and what we should be excited for and thinking about in this coming 2020 gore. But we also next Tuesday are going to be breaking down the back half of all these rookies and their Instagrams. So join us for that. And like Pace Case said up top, the video of that is going to be compiled by Dark Seeker. We can't thank her enough for going back through this and making a video that's going to have all the little Instagram things that we're referencing so that you can watch along with what we're talking about. Check those out. And of course, at the end of this week, we will be back with a brand new Twibbon, our first of the new year, to talk about everything that's gone on. And a lot has gone on. Rachel Lindsay and Brian Abasolo getting divorced. Can you believe that shit?
No, it's heartbreaking.
You almost started crying when I even mentioned it. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to open the wound.
We'll talk about it in Twibbon once I've emotionally recovered.
Okay. Among other things. But we hope you'll join us for that. And we thank you so much for kicking off this new year, 2020 gore with us. Big things in store. You have no idea. Huge things in store.
We started off with a bang with an interview with the one true goat, Caitlin Bristow. If you haven't checked that out, go listen right now.
And for what it's worth, this season does include, this Grassy Day season does include a player or players who have received coaching from me. And I don't want to count any chickens yet, but let's just say Bachelor at 21 may have some things in it that you ain't never seen before.
How many chickens?
And that season hasn't even been cast. We don't even know who the Bachelorette is, but we may start to know who some of the players are. That's all I'm saying.
But we got some contenders.
Well, yeah, okay. We do. Yeah. So stay tuned for all of that.
Yes. But
once again, thanks for joining us. And before we go, as always, what is that dwab at?
It's been 7,960 days without an Asian bachelor. Praise be Dark Lord Palmer.
Please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us. And then please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us. And then please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us. And then